I am so happy that Tadao is with us. Tadao Tamakio is here. We are going to talk a bit more with him throughout the half hour that he'll be with us. He's from Squirrel Hill. He is a 12th grader at Winchester Thurston. And before we go any further, let's let his hands do the talking. Here is Tadao. Wow. And, you know, I've been trying to think of when a good time to do something is, to do something. Well, first, tell us what that song was. Pull the mic a little closer to you. And tell me what you just played.
That was Grandpa's Spells by Jelly Roll Morton.
And a great tune. And Tom was staring at you and watching, and we can't help but to allow Tom to be proud of you.
I became a little verklempt.
Verklempt. That's a nice thing.
Actually, I have tears in my eyes. I was so proud.
Me too.
That was wonderful.
Me too. Could I ask a favor of you? Could you grab a set of headphones? Or Tom can hand you a set of headphones.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. The nice cushy headphones there. Because we thought you'd enjoy this surprise. He sounds pretty good, whoever this is. It says January 21st, 2017 on it. And why it also says Tadao on it. Beautifully done. It's really fun to watch your parents beaming as you play, not to mention your piano teacher, Tom Roberts. Is he fun to have as a teacher?
Yes.
I would think so. Does Harry ever get involved in his lessons?
So at first he did, but then Mr. Roberts started coming to my house for lessons.
I didn't know he made house calls. That's a nice thing. For you, I think anybody would make a house call to hear you play. So have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
So I was thinking maybe being some type of music teacher, maybe like singing or instrument teacher, and then I might, for my hobby, be a professional pianist.
You're a really good piano player and a really creative person, too. Have you tried writing your own songs at all?
So, with Mr. Roberts, we started a rag. We haven't got to a lot of it yet, but we started it.
Are you having fun doing
yes.
that? Well, that's great. Thank you for indulging me, but I knew Tom and your parents would enjoy
yes.
hearing that.
Listen to the little baby voice he had. That was adorable.
Absolutely. So how have you been, and what are you up to these days?
I've been very well. I'm still playing piano, obviously. I'm still playing French horn. I'm playing in my school orchestra and jazz band and the chorus there. And I also play in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, as well as TRIPO, which is the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra.
Wow. That's a lot of music. And French horn is a tough instrument mm-hmm. to master. Every instrument has its challenges. This is your senior year. Do you know what you'll be doing come fall?
Not really, no.
No?
My favorite quote from our lessons is probably, "I don't know." So.
Yeah. I don't know, makes sense. Have you still thought about music, teaching music?
Uh-huh.
Or I think you could probably do just about anything you want. It's really delightful to hear you play. And the tune you just played, I remember you were playing that actually when you were here
yes,
last.
Yes.
And as you're listening, you might not know it, but a couple of those sounds where you hear lots of notes smashed together, it's probably a jelly roll style. They're played with the elbow, right?
That's right.
And it's really fun to see you play that. And playing that when you were younger, you had to really reach to get there.
Yeah.
He's considerably larger than he was.
Yes, he's almost larger than you.
He's
getting tall. Let's have you play another song, and then afterwards we'll talk a bit more about what drives you and how much, how you found the piano is something you love so much. What would you like to play next?
I'll play Dorothy by Dr. John.
Excellent. And if you can, whichever you prefer, headphones or no headphones, We needed to give you the headphones so you could hear the magical past moment, but it might be easier to play without them. Once again, and Tom would always tell me it's ta-dao, like ta-da.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So ta-dao, Tomokio, here he is once again. Thank you. Just, Tom, it's
I had
amazing.
To contain myself. I was ready to start doing some whoops and woos and...
You and me both. And it's just... do you guys still work together much?
Yes. Well, we've been taking a break because of several factors. Most importantly, I was doing a lot of soccer and college applications, so it got busy. But I think we're going to... Hopefully, we can start working.
Hope so.
Pretty soon again.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Tadao, I hope, I should know better, but it's Tomokayo.
No, it's Tomokio.
Tomokio. Thank you.
Hey, Larry, I got to say something. This piece that he just played.
The Dr. John piece.
The Dr. John piece. So Tadao went down to New Orleans to participate in the traditional jazz camp there, but the instructors took him around. He was there as a student, but the instructors most... Famously, Wendell Brunius, who I used to play with when I lived down there. Wendell Brunius is involved with jazz at Lincoln Center, and he's now the leader of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. He took Tadao around town to show to the other musicians and just say, this person plays our music better than you guys do. So he brought him around as an inspiration, and there's a great video of him playing at Preservation Hall. And in the band is Freddie Lonzo, who I used to work with the Louisiana Repertory Jazz Ensemble. He's in jazz at Lincoln Center, and he'd just see him sitting there going, yeah. And they're like kind of nodding in that way that New Orleans musicians will. And Wendell, you see at one point, looks over his shoulder and goes like, can you believe this? And he's talking to the drummer, and the drummer is Shannon Powell, who is Harry Connick's drummer. And all of these guys were impressed. So yeah. This is the real deal.
And you,
Tadao is the real deal.
I was going to ask if you've been to New Orleans, and I figured you probably have. I'm curious how you found this style of music or how it found you, because it seems to be, you know, clearly a marriage made in heaven, as they say. How did that happen?
I think it's a bit of a mystery, but I was first presented with ragtime piano when my old teacher presented me a book called like Jazz, Rags, and Blues or something like that. And I just loved the music, and I think that's what prompted me. I talked to Mr. Ross, who was my principal at my school, and he directed me to Mr. Roberts, and that really is what got me started. But I've also realized over the years that my father is actually very into ragtime guitar music, and so he played a lot of that when I was little. I think that really influenced me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you didn't really maybe recall that until a little later?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was always part of me, but I didn't realize. Another thing I didn't realize was my great-grandmother's sister, maybe, some connection, was a blues singer down in, not in New Orleans, but in Louisiana. And she was quite famous. Her name is Teddy Grace. And we didn't realize that until much later. But I always wonder if that's sort of, there's been a connection between us. So.
And another thing that we like to say, that Tadao in his past life was me.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So I'm very pleased that my next incarnation, I'm him, and I have this loving, wonderful family, and it's just amazing.
Speaking of family, anybody you would like to acknowledge? I know there's some folks who brought you here out there today.
My parents are over there. Hi.
There they are. Anybody else? Any teachers or certainly Tom, who's here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's watching, but Dr. Conover was very influential in my playing, and Walter Morales is someone I'm working with for a lot of classical repertoire right now. So thank you, everyone.
Now, you mentioned soccer earlier. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, people listen to a younger musician as talented as you are. And they assume, oh, this is a one-dimensional music. Music is all he does. But you have a pretty vibrant life. What else do you like to do?
Let's see. Well, I like pretty much everything I do in school. I like learning about math and thinking about how to solve math problems and writing essays and learning Spanish. And just learning about global cultures is something that I really enjoy. I also enjoy design. So in my free time, sometimes I like making logos in a sketchbook. So, yeah.
Nice. So it is, you're not only a remarkable musician, but you're a remarkable person. I even from when you were here years ago, I can remember thinking, this is somebody you want to keep in touch with. You want to keep an ear on and an eye on as he continues. Isn't that true, Tom?
Absolutely.
We should have time for a couple more, if that's good by you. And what would you like to do next?
Well, Tom Roberts mentioned doing a classical piece. So let's see.
I gotta tell the folks that are listening out there, the way that Tadao and I work on things are, I just show him what to do. All these pieces that you're hearing, there's no music involved. We've done the same thing with classical things. We learned how to play a Bach fugue from the Well-Tempered Clavier, a three-voice fugue without music, but with understanding. He understands how things work. We learned how to play Chopin etudes, and at one point he had trouble with one part, and I said, let's come over here to the kitchen table. And we sat there, and I said, now imagine this. This is what you got. You got a G chord, and you're going to have a B in the bass. What's the missing notes? And he knows all these things. He knows everything. It's unreal.
Yeah, the Dr. John piece I noticed, and I don't have the technical skills to describe it. But
it's funky.
Well, there's notes that are bending into one another in a beautiful way. And I would imagine it takes some people years to learn how to even approach that sound. It seems so natural hearing you do
it. Well, Tadao, what did we say about this? Do you remember? I don't know. Do you remember? It's a trick.
Yes.
It's a trick.
That's something. Well, have you chosen a classical piece?
Yeah, I think I'll do Bach's Italian Concerto.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Tadao Tomokyo. I'm going to get it right. If it, you know, I know I'm not the only one, but I still want to get it right. And thank you for being here. Here he is again. Tom and I will be smiling in the background.
Thank you.
just
yeah,
marvelous that is. Tadao, Tomokio, and Tom Roberts, it's so good to see you, Tom.
It's good to see you, too, but I got to tell something to the listening audience out there that you may not be aware of. There's no music sitting here in front of him, and this is something that he just picked right now. All of this music exists complete and perfect in his head. And he could write that. One of the things that we did is that we would learn these things. And all right, Tadao, write this out. Bam, he writes it out.
And there's still room in there, I suspect, too, unlike in our heads.
Like, it looks like there's a lot of room left in there.
You know, Tadao, with people like Tom and me, in order to put more, I don't know about you, I won't speak for you, but for me to put more things in my head, I have to let some things out.
It's very difficult to be in our late 20s, Larry.
Yes. Tadao, it's so... We do have time for one more.
Okay.
And if you're tuned in to hear City of Asylum Youth Poet Ambassador Casey Valacorsa, we'll have a full segment with her after Tadao. Is there anything you'd like to express that I didn't give you a chance to?
I don't know.
I don't know!
I don't know. It's the universal answer. I like that. I think that's why not? Actually,
yes.
We teach, I've taught a lot of people in a lot of contexts that I don't know is the right answer when I don't know. It's a lot better than pretending you know and coming up with something.
Tadao is so sincere. He is the kindest, most sincere, wonderful person I've ever known, and I am so proud of him, and I'm so glad that I was able to participate in a little tiny bit of creating this wonderful person.
You do know. You do know.
I do know.
What would you like to finish up with?
Okay, I thought I would finish with a holiday tune. So this is Winter Wonderland, transformed by Harry Connick Jr.
Before you play it...
Ooh, this is good.
It is. Before you play it, I want to thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming. And I hope we'll see you again,
yeah.
too. It's
yeah.
been too long. Here again... Tadao Tomokio.